Where the fuck have I been? As some of you know, I'm in Japan, and I came here about almost a year ago. I left 2015 on the 27th. I pretty much hacked up my whole existence, liquidated my belongings, and just pretty much annihilated any footprints I've ever had in my home country of Canada, and packed up and went to Japan. At the time, I didn't really have a plan. Well, the goal was to just be there, see how long I can be there for. For those wondering, hey, why did you go to Japan? Whatever. It doesn't really matter. At this point, I'm here, but the usual reasons. Actually, I've been wanting to go to Japan since 1995, if that helps date me. And I figured at this point, it's either do it or don't do it. So I decided. Just drew a thing here. I don't know what I'm drawing here. Maybe I'll just draw Japan. The weird shape of the weird turd of Japan. And then while I was here, we spent some time here. And time actually started pretty slowly. There's a lot to do in Japan, as you know. Actually, we've barely done any of it. We spent a lot of time going in trains and going back and forth, just checking out all the usual sights, using claw machines and going to various. The things you would do as your first times in Japan. Maybe a lot less, a lot more, manga events and, sorry, doujin events and other stuff like that. But as time wore on, we our ex passport was about to expire, so we went to Korea. So here we go. We went to Korea, and in Korea. What does Korea look like? It looks like this. Whoa! We went to Korea, and Korea was pretty great in a few ways and pretty awful in other ways. I apologize to all you Koreans. I'm going to say things that might offend you. But yeah, Korea's food, really great. I mean, I couldn't get enough of it. Trying to find a nice brush I can draw with. I'm in a sorts of mood here. I don't even know what it looks like. I'm just gonna draw a thing. And I guess north is here and south is here. We went to Seoul. I literally don't know how to say it. We went to the big one, and then we hung out there for 5 days. I am sorry to say Koreans, but you guys need to learn how to like realize other people are around you. I have never been bumped into by so many people who just assume everyone's either not there or gonna get out of their fucking way. Which is a sharp contrast from Japan, where everyone is getting in and out of trains with the most amount of decorum and respect imaginable, considering the circumstances. But the second we drove down in Korea, holy moly, everyone was just jamming themselves, or everything was just congested with people just not refusing to line up, and people walking into each other, and people bumping into each other. Just the weirdest social aspect. I didn't think I'd ever think about a Korean, but now what I think of Korea is I think two things. I think really great food and really, I don't want to say rude, but I mean rude. I mean really hurried people who have no time to consider others on their way to whatever the hell they're doing. Also, everyone is constantly using selfie sticks, not constantly, but I mean, I literally have never seen a date. Literally, there's these two people here. There's the worst drawing. There are two people, and they were like walking around. I didn't actually think this was Japan, and they're no. You know what? I'm wrong. This is Japan, but they look Korean. And by what they look Korean, I mean, for some reason, if to me, it seems like Korean couples dress up in the exact same clothing. So they were just on this date. And I could be completely wrong, but this behavior transferred itself over to Korea. When we went to Korea, we saw a lot of selfie sticks. people walking around with them doing things like they're on the Truman Show here. So it's kind of weird to imagine being on a first date and everything you do being recorded for posterity. Anyway, we came back, and on the way back, it was a little rough because they're absolutely used to people doing exactly what we did, which is to jump a career and come back to Japan. And there was a little, when we came across, they were a little hesitant. I said a few words. We didn't get our, we hadn't had our student visa at that time. So they were a little hesitant to give us anything, to let us through. Well, let me through, because I started talking about school, and they're like, oh, where's your visa? I'm like, oh no, we're trying to get into school, blah, blah, blah. So I made a few mistakes I shouldn't have made, and, I'm just going to draw the worst airplane imaginable. So on the way back to Japan, we got back to what we were doing, which was to just kind of keep ourselves running, looking into getting a school. I had to actually do my GED because of the inability to locate my actual diploma. And being outside the country, it was just not going to work out. So what I did is I did 5 tests in Japan, Tokyo, and got my GET certificate, and then that went along with all the other documentation, and we applied for a student visa at a school. During which time, our visa soon expired while we were there waiting for it to verify we were accepted. Now, as far as the rules go in Japan, when you're in Japan, your passport, you don't have to leave the country if you're being considered for passport renewal. So while we were there with our passport expired, we were waiting on something to tell us that we could stay. So we were kind of in a weird limbo with walking around with expired passports. In fact, for a little bit of time, we had about 3 weeks where we didn't even have our passport, as the school had it to update it or to send it to the thing to get it updated. So not that it, I'm worried too much about having my passport in Japan everywhere, but people do get stopped, especially foreigners, especially if they're on bikes or they look suspicious. So it wasn't really worth, I didn't really feel too comfortable. We did have documentation, but it was like a long form sheet with a stamp on it, and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, eventually we did get accepted. We started school in beginning of August. This is not the school. This is what everyone thinks a school looks like, though. We eventually, we started, and I actually went through a whole grade where we did 3 months. And the 3 months, they were easy at first, then hard at the end. I actually, I failed, and Seal actually passed the first one. So I actually kind of was pretty bummed when I failed. But is that an F? Did I write an F wrong? See, this is why I failed. I can't even write an F. All right. So anyway, I failed. And which sucked and, humbled me a little. So I spent some time. I had a bit of time to reassess what I was doing, maybe figure out a better way to handle what I was doing in a way that wasn't so painful. I think a lot of it had to do with just not having good study methods, not catching up, following up on badly learned language issues, and letting that all hang behind me like baggage and all so forth. And after this, so by the time we had done the second, you can just write second and stuff like that. The second term, I personally felt a little less running out of space, gonna shrink that down, felt a little less overwhelmed than I did initially. At the end, because at the beginning I wasn't feeling too bad, but by the end I was like, it's the test that kind of nailed it in there for me, that I was maybe out of my element. So what eventually happened was, the second term started, and I spent a lot of the time brushing up on kanji, figuring out how to take notes, how to ask questions, how to keep my mind more nimble, because you could be willing to learn, and you could tell yourself you're willing to learn, but there's a second part to that where your mind has to get open. So I think for me, what was happening is I was like, so my brain's willing, yeah, it wants to do it. But then, maybe some other part of me, my ego, was like, you're too smart to learn. yeah, you know everything or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. There's a part of us that's like, I'm like, why can't I learn? Because you're smart already. You don't need to learn anything. So there's part of me that's really wants to learn. There's another part of me that's too, I don't want to say too prideful. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's not a real specific thing, but there's definitely a little hurdle to get through. And so I finally eventually it kind of like my mind finally opened once I was able to just allow myself to realize how much of an idiot I was. Once I was like, okay, that's cool. Is this cool? Can we still do this in today's world? This looks like a dick. This is a hand, guys. That kind of worked itself through. And then by the end, I actually my tests were doing pretty good. They weren't stellar, but they weren't bad either. And then I finished the last, test to pass the grade at around, just below 80%. When the passing at the pass through, you need to get 80. Sorry, you need to get 70 to pass through. So here I go. Here's my celebration. I passed, and that was actually a bit of a relief. I was really worried I just bungled that again. That's me with the thumbs up there. I really been worried I wasn't gonna pass and just be an idiot again. I really didn't like the feeling of being a dumb old man. So that was a good feeling to have that happen. And we're about to end the second semester. There's actually it's kind of weird. They do the exams. So everyone's like, oh yeah, let's do the exams. Yay, we did the exams. Here we go. I've done my exam. Yeah. Is it time to finish school yet? And no, because there's actually another actual test part of the core term that you I mean it's the term's not over, but the exam to see if you go to the next term is, so there's still some extra information to learn, and that'll be carried over to the next term. So I can't just slack on that. I got to make sure, that I show them that I'm willing to keep learning even after, it's obvious that I will be going to the next thing, because I'd like a little bit of lenience in the future. If my future tests don't do so well, they could be like, well, you really tried and you're putting an effort in. Why don't you, you can pass, and then I'll be like, yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. Here's me going like that. Here I go like that. Yeah. Thanks, man. You let me do it. So, yeah, that's I'm so bald in all these pictures. All right, here's some hair. Here's some hair. This is the worst hair. I have terrible hair. So that's about it. I mean, that's where we are at now. I'm about to go to school. We've got two or three more classes, and then it's almost 2 to 3 full weeks off, which is an entirely different thing to talk about, and I'll talk about it at a different time, which is the whole how is it like to have at least 6 hours out of your day, like completely, utterly stolen from you to learn this language while trying to manage and do everything else you're doing, on top of the million of other things that go on in my day. And I'll talk about that in another follow-up journal, my doodle. The thing is I'm just trying to make these happen because, the worst thing, of course, is to start a diary a year ago and not upload anything for practically a year. How embarrassing would that be? So, we'll tackle these things one at a time and maybe not blow our load on the first one here. That's trying to get me back in the process of making these videos. So, thanks. floor washing, and you know, if you know who I am and what I do, you don't need a description of my day job. But you know, I do stuff for a living, and it's just a thing that I do, and you know, that's what I do. So take care, and thanks, and see you next time, guys.